رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه وازواجه ومن سن بسنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد, dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he guide anybody for knowledge, that's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you could spend the most of your life without knowledge and you perform your ibadah in the wrong way. Therefore, the best way in this life to get seeking knowledge, to gain knowledge, which is very, very, very important. You say in the month of Ramadan, there's something, some masajid concentrate on taraweeh. And for example, they break 20 rak'ah without any break. No break at all. This is the wrong way. This is, again, is a sunnah. Because what is the meaning of taraweeh? First, before I pray something, I need to understand what is the meaning of taraweeh. Here, this word here, as we know, taraweeh, ta, ra, alif, waw, ya, and then ha. That's called taraweeh. What is the meaning of this? Because people actually, they go and run to the masjid. May Allah reward everybody. Because if you go and you worry about the taraweeh, you need to understand what is the meaning first. What is the meaning of taraweeh? Because I cannot bring the people and I let the people without any break, break 20 rak'ah, and everybody wish that the salah will be over. Because we understood everybody fill up the tank. And when you fill up the tank, what's going to happen? You feel heavy. You need to sleep. And the imam bring the people 20 rak'ah without any break, no break. This is not the taraweeh, ya akhi. Yarhamuk Allah. Taraweeh in the language meaning you pray and you take a break. You pray and you take a break. You pray two rak'ah. It's not like a half a minute. And wait a second, more important, more than this, I need to educate the people. We need to have a break like 20 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever is, the people arrange it to study and study the class. Somebody teach the people what is the benefits. Everyone, is there anybody here doesn't know how he pray? If our children doesn't know how they pray. But you pray, but you don't have knowledge. They don't concentrate in knowledge at all. Therefore, my brother, every one of us are responsible. Tell your imam, tell him exactly we need. Yes, this masjid, break 20, there's nothing wrong. Break 10 and stay 15 minutes in a break between, let the people get rest, not to bring the people 20 shot. Or some masajid, it's a big mistake, ya akhi. Wallahi al-azim will be charged for that. I'm responsible about this oath. Some masajid, they have agenda. Salat al-Tarawih from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Half an hour. I enter one of the masjid, I remember in the month of Ramadan, and this masjid pray 20 rak'ah. I enter the masjid, I pray with them Salat al-Isha, and the imam said, after Salat al-Isha, it's al-Tarawih. It's nothing wrong. He starts Salat al-Isha, I remember 7:30, and then after that, he started the Tarawih 20 rak'ah. That night, I said, I'm going to stay to see what happened. What happened in the masjid? Because I always love to share all the community, to jump from one masjid to another masjid. Alhamdulillah, people call me for lectures. I give them a class, something like this. But the imam doesn't give a break. 7:30, he took 10 minutes, he prayed the Isha, and he started Taraweeh, just Taraweeh, 20 minutes before 8. What did he do? Finished 20 rak'ah, the imam at 8:10, the 20 rak'ah is done. That's mean 20 minutes and 10, half an hour, he pray 20 rak'ah. I ask you about the name of Allah. What if this is khushu'? If this is the benefit of the month of Ramadan? Wallahi, ya akhi, subhanallah, this is your responsibility, ya akhi. If you see some people like this, you need to advise. That's your responsibility. Wallahi al-azim, Allah is witness. The imam recited Al-Quran like you don't go, you don't take a train or 90 miles per hour, more than that. Subhanallah. Imam starts to say, I don't know what did he write, that what did he recite? Allahu Akbar. What is that? What kind of salah is? Ya akhi, we need to fear Allah, ya akhi. Wallahi, cry this night, ya akhi. Because this is not the way how we recite. Allah said in the Quran, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. This is the month of Ramadan. But everybody has an agenda. We need to must exactly finish the Taraweeh in half an hour, and everybody run. So this is not, so everybody like he carry a mountain. He need to drop this mountain and hurry up and finish. Alhamdulillah, we finished Taraweeh. My brother, he did not pray. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. The recitation, and if we permit some imam like this, because people came without knowledge. They are hafiz. May Allah reward them. But they have agenda to recite Al-Quran in a very, very high speed. It's not way. See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those who recited in the right way, حق. The right way. أُولَٰئِكَ. Those يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. They believe it. Therefore, ya akhi, when exactly the Prophet ﷺ entered the Masjid and found Ibn Mas'ud, pray by himself in Nafila. In Nafila, it was in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ saw him and Abu Bakr enter the Masjid. The Prophet is sitting aside to hear to who? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda. And after he finished Ibn Mas'ud, he prayed Nafila. That's to give you indication. Yes, in Nafila, in Taraweeh, you could recite the Quran. Even if you pray by yourself, you recite it loudly. It's around. It's okay. And after, he said, Ya Rasulullah, you are here. Qala na'am, ya Ibn Mas'ud. Qala wallahi law alimta annaka huna lahassantahu. Wallahi, if I know you are here, I will recite it better than that. And look what the Ibn Mas'ud said. قال من أراد أن يسمع القرآن غضا فليسمعه من ابن أم عبد. Whoever need to recite Al-Quran in perfect way, as the same way Jibreel revealed it to me, listen to the Quran from Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Umm Abd. That's his nickname. Beautiful recitation. So the recitation, we need to give a time for recitation. We need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to eat half of the words. This is not recitation. This is, wallahi, this is haram. Wallahi, this is haram. Wallahi, this is haram. And this recitation, Allah never accepted. What about that? Because everybody feel, alhamdulillah, I pray to interact. La ya akhi. Fear Allah. You could pray two rak'ah better than the 20. Allah accepted this two rak'ah. Pray two rak'ah, Allah will bless you in this two rak'ah. The Quran should be recited in a right way. Take a time for recitation to let the people enjoy about the Quran. Not to have see some people are those who doesn't have knowledge and lead us in the salah. La ya akhi. We have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us responsible. You cannot cooperate with these people. You cannot listen to them. You must advise them. Advise them. That's what we need. And remember, Taraweeh is nafila, contribution. Contribution. That's Allah. Yes, it's recommended to go to the masjid. Take your children with you. Take your wife with you. And listen to the Quran. I'm going to the masjid to pray Salat al-Taraweeh. But in the meantime, I need to recite. You could recite, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. There's nobody, it's not haram. If somebody come today and he said exactly, I'm going to recite by the last chapter, 30 chapter in the month of Ramadan. Is something wrong? No. Because people, they have agenda to finish one juz a day for 30 days. But this one juz here, you recite it in the right way. And remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith exactly said, he make it two nights. That to show you that Taraweeh, because people in the masjid after the month of Ramadan, they didn't show up anymore. But they fight for the tarawih. They make the tarawih nafila. They make it like fard, better than the fard. And then when you call them after the month of Ramadan, what happened to the full house in the month of Ramadan? In Fajr, nobody show up. But they fight. One day I enter another masjid. The imam, he make 18 rak'ah. 18 rak'ah. And after that, some people, they said, no, you still owe two. The imam, he said, you know, it's, I think I make it two. He said, no way. No way. You must make two rak'ah. And people start to fight in the masjid because the imam, he make 18 rak'ah. Allahu Akbar. Your messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummul Mu'mineen, in Bukhari, wa Muslim, wa Tirmizi, wa Nasai, mention, and Abu Dawood, mention beautiful hadith. Ummul Mu'mineen, ma kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yusalli fi Ramadan, aw ghayr Ramadan, aktharu min ihda ashara rak'ah. The Prophet in Ramadan, or any another month after Ramadan, he never pray more than 11 rak'ah. I don't discourage you to pray 20. Go. In Haram Sharif, they pray 20. It's a special occasion because every salah, every single salah, Allah reward you 100,000 salah. Every salah. You understand? They have a special situation. But that's the salah of the Prophet of Qiyam al-Layl. Of the Qiyam al-Layl. 11 rak'ah. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you can pray, go and make 100. But at least when we pray, shall we perform right salah? To permit the people to recite Al-Quran. Quran need the people to take the heart of the people. Take it easy in recitation of Al-Quran. Don't eat the words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it inshallah ta'ala from everyone. But this is your responsibility. You must advise the imam or the hafiz to recite Al-Quran in a proper way. And tell him, ya akhi, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we need. Inshallah, you pray 20. Welcome, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. You pray 11, 8, and what retreat? Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept it from all of us, inshallah ta'ala. And pray for me, and I have to pray for you, inshallah, with love. That's our policy, inshallah ta'ala, in Islam. When they reach Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu arda, they told him, ya Ibn Mas'ud, Uthman, he make 4 rak'ah in Mina. 4 rak'ah, ya Ibn Mas'ud. And he learned, and who's Ibn Mas'ud and Uthman? Uthman is a khalifa. Ibn Mas'ud, poor man. Very poor man. But he became our master. Became our sayyid. Allahu Akbar. It doesn't matter exactly to be rich to be my sayyid. But today, the rich people, you became your sayyid, your master. And the poor people, nobody pay attention. But Ibn Mas'ud, Allah, so when the Ibn Mas'ud climbed the tree one day, and the Sahaba, because of course he has to take the shirt and the idar in order to climb the palm tree, in order to bring the dates, fresh dates. So the people look to the leg of Ibn Mas'ud, it's crooked. It's not straight. And the Sahaba look at him and everybody laugh. Everybody laugh about the legs and the feet of Ibn Mas'ud because it's crooked. It's not straight. The Prophet ﷺ saw them. قَالَ أَتَعْجَبُونَ مِنْ سَاقِ إِبْنِ مَسْعُودِ. You wonder about the legs of Ibn Mas'ud. Wallahi innaha la athqalu min jabal Uhud fi mizan Allah azza wa jalla. Wallahi, these legs of the crooked legs, the uninclined to outside, wallahi, it's heaviest, more than the mountain of Uhud in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight. Allahu Akbar, ya Ibn Mas'ud. Ibn Mas'ud, he learned from Uthman, he learned that Uthman, he complete 4 rak'ah in his khilafah while he was a khalif. What Ibn Mas'ud said? Qala inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raj'un. He said that words. Sallaytu ma'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rak'ataini fi Mina wa fi Arafah. I pray with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 2 rak'ah. Sallaytu ma'a Abu Bakr 2 rak'ah. I pray with Abu Bakr 2 rak'ah in Mina. Sallaytu ma'a Umar rak'ataini. And I pray with Umar rak'ataini. 2 rak'ah. Wallahi, and he said, if I pray 2 rak'ah out of this 4 and Allah accepted this 2 rak'ah, I will be the most happy one. You understand? It doesn't mean you have to rejected the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we said yesterday we opened discussion deep. Why Uthman he complete in traveling, in journey, he complete the four rak'ah in dhuhr and asr and isha. We give you three items. Today I'm going to join you the other one. The scholar, they support Uthman and they said, it's number four now, I give you three yesterday. Uthman, he did that because aqama fiha thalasan. He stayed in Mina three nights after the Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the Quran, فَإِذَا أَفَطْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتِ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, when you make ifada, you have to go to Mash'al al-Haram and mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the end of this ayat, فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. And whoever make it in 2 days after the Hajj, after you complete the Hajj, if you make it only in 2 days, stoning for Rami al-Jamarat, no blame on you. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. And whoever complete the 3 days, there is no any blame, liman ittaqa, for those who are muttaqeen, to stay 3 days. Because most of us, when we go to Hajj, to stay in Jamarat, to stone, everybody make it in 2 days and run. They want to come back. But those who are righteous, those who stay 3 days. So we know in Islam that 3 days after the Hajj, it's mean 11, 12, and 13 of Dhul Hijjah. Let's call it what? Ayyamu At-Tashriq. 11, 12, 13. So Uthman in these 3 days, he said, I am a resident, not a traveler. Why Uthman, you said that? Those people who explain the action of Uthman and why Uthman, he make his own opinion and he completes the for Dhuhr and Asr and Isha in Mina. He said, I am a resident. So they said, what's your evidence, Uthman? He says, all right, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, qala in Mina, about Mina, yuqimu al-muhajir ba'da nusuki thalasan. Look at the words. Because this is to show you that in Islam, you must. There is a lot of problem in interpretation. There is a lot of problem when the people, some scholar, they took responsibility and give you different interpretation because the Arabic language is very deep. You cannot exactly have somebody, he doesn't know deep in the Arabic language and he give you explanation. He must learn about what does that mean? Because the one word could make everything different. Now, look at this. What Uthman radiallahu anhu, why he complete and the scholar explained it for him. You see, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, yuqimu المسافر ثلاثا بعد نسكه يقيم قيم from إقامة reside المسافر the traveler ثلاثا 3 days بعد نسكي after he complete the process of the Hajj, after he prophet complete the Hajj, and after he finish Arafah, because al-Hajj Arafah, whoever miss Arafah, no Hajj. After he finish Arafah, halq, sacrifice the animal, go to Mecca for tawaf al-ifada, ifada tawaf around the Kaaba, and then when he come back again to Mina. You could stay like 3 days, and this is more righteousness as we figure it. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Yuqimu al-musafir. Yuqim qim for iqama, reside. 3 days. So Uthman, he took the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when the Prophet he said, Yuqimu. Yuqimu, it's mean iqama, like iqama to salah. You establish your place 3 days after the Hajj. So Uthman from this word here, he consider himself a resident. Because the word here for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yuqimu, reside, the traveler reside in Mina after Hajj 3 days. So he consider himself as in iqama, a resident. So when you are a resident, how many so exactly the Dhuhr and Asr and Isha, how many rak'ah? Four. That's why Uthman, he consider himself because of this word of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yuqimu, iqama, said you أنت تقيم في بروكلين. تقيم it's mean you reside in Brooklyn. You became a resident of Brooklyn. You are a resident in Queen. يقيم تقيم. All right. Now, they answer him. They said, this is not excused. Why? The ulama said, it's not excused to support Uthman in his action. So why? He said, the one who is better than Uthman and the whole creature is who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Medina to Mecca, 10 days and 3 days after the Hajj, in these 3 days, he's bended to stone. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many rak'ah I made? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Ummah, he should have a place also in Mecca and Mina or not, because he is a Imam for the whole Ummah. So they said is not accepted to support Uthman in this action. So is not. Number five. They said there is an ulama said support Uthman in another way, another interpretation, another they support him in a different way. So what happened? They said Uthman he intend to reside in Mina and to make the headquarters of the Khilafah of Islam in Mina. To transfer it from Medina to Mecca, especially in Mina. So Uthman, he intend when he go to the Hajj, to perform the Hajj at the time of his Khilafah, he intended to build or to establish the Islamic Khilafah and to make the headquarters of the Islamic Khilafah where? In Mina. And later on, he said, I changed my mind. I'm going to come back again. That's what they said about Uthman, the scholar. That's why Uthman, he considered himself as a resident and he complete the Dhuhr and Asr and Isha to make it 4 rak'ah. They answer him, wait a second. We have something else here. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nahal muhajirun an yuqimu fi Mecca. أن يقيموا في مكة نهاهم وجعل وقال لهم فقد هاجرتم في سبيل الله فلا يحق لكم الإقامة في مكة. Wait a second. Those who support Uthman in his action because he completed the Salat of War, he said, wait a second. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, all right, he deny or he reject al-muhajirun, those who migrate from Mecca to Medina, to come back again to their own town, Mecca. And he said, none one of the muhajirin allowed to stay in Mecca because the, exactly his place and resident became where? In where? In Medina. So how Uthman, he will exactly reject the command of the Prophet ﷺ and he said, this is the headquarters of the Khilafah, I will take Mina and I will become resident. So it's not accepted because the Prophet ﷺ rejects and commanded the Muhajirin, those who left their hometown originally in Mecca, to come back again to their own town, but their own town became where? In Medina. So it's not acceptable. I'm just to give you this excuse because maybe somebody gonna come and face you, say, I have right to complete the 4 rak'ah, the 2 rak'ah, because originally the 2 rak'ah in traveling are, it's originally 2, not 4 as we explained before. Last one, 6. Ta'ahala Uthman. Uthman, they said, there is a hadith marfu'ah, hadith from one of tabi'i. الإمام أحمد ذكره إمام أحمد in his مسند he mentioned this حديث وذكره ابن عباس ابن تيمية وابن مسعود this حديث here البيهقي said it's very weak حديث we cannot take it what is that story here he said there is أحاديث from أبي ذباب عن أبي أتابعي second generation after the صحابة. His name is أبي ذباب. ذباب it's mean flies. That's mean exactly أبو ذباب it's mean flies. From his father. He said the father of أبي ذباب he said I heard the messenger of Allah. He says إذا تأهل المسافر في مكان فهذه إقامة له فليتم صلاته. أبو ذباب from exactly his father from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said that the Prophet he said صلى الله عليه وسلم if any one of the traveler came to any city and he marry a woman and he marry if marry any woman this place became a residential town for him and he has to complete the salah. Again, because that is the best of those from the ulama that said that is the best excuse for Uthman radiallahu anhu arda. He said all the five the ulama answered it and they rejected the and exactly those who support Uthman to complete they rejected the five. This number six, they said, the ulama said, this is the best excuse for Uthman. Why? Because there is a hadith from Abi Dhubab, from his father. He said, his father of Abu Dhubab, he said, I heard the messenger. He said, if any one of you come to any town, Mustafa, he's not from Pakistan. I visit Pakistan, some of your brothers invite me in Pakistan. Sheikh Saad. I went to Pakistan. Some brother said, you know, I love you, my brother. I'm going to choose a woman from Pakistan to marry her. So I have rights when I go to Pakistan during the traveling until I stay 1 week, 2 weeks, whatever in Pakistan to make my salah short. The four rak'ah to be two. We're going to go for detail for that. But he said, if you marry any woman there, the bless of your wife, if you marry any woman from this town or from this place, you became a resident and you therefore you have to complete what? Your salah. Al-Imam Ahmad, he mentioned this hadith. Ibn Abbas, he mentioned it. Ibn Mas'ud, he mentioned it. Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned it. But Al-Imam Al-Bayhaqi, those who come later and he's very great Imam Al-Bayhaqi, rahimahullah, he said, this is حديث مقطوع ضعيف. This hadith is weak and cut off. Why? Because from the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to Abi Dhubab Abi Dhubab Abu Dhubab, his father of Abu Dhubab, he said, I heard the messenger. There is no between the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Dhubab, which is from Tabi'i, second generation. There is no any companion in the middle. There is no any companion to narrate the hadith. But the father of Abu Dhubab, and he's not from the Sahaba, he's not a companion. He said that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did he see the Prophet, his father? No. Because it's for second generation after the Prophet ﷺ. So what did he hear? Somebody is cut off, unknown between the Prophet ﷺ and the father of Abu Dhubab. Nobody knows. But his father, he took responsibility. And he said, I heard that the Prophet ﷺ, you could say, you never met me. I didn't tell you anything. I didn't tell you. I didn't meet you. You could meet Sheikh Sa'd. And he told him, yeah, Sheikh Sa'd, I heard the Sheikh Mustafa. He says, the Ramadan will be Sunday. Could come to Sheikh Sa'd. And he told him, yeah, Sheikh Sa'd, to question. I heard the Sheikh Mustafa, he said Ramadan Sunday, next Sunday. But you never met me. You did not speak with me. You didn't meet me at all. But you heard a news that Sheikh Mustafa, he said, it's Sunday, so you came and asked Sheikh Sa'd, because Sheikh Sa'd is resident in this masjid, so he never met me. He never met. So who told you, Akhi Sheikh Mustafa, say Sunday? Who told you? I heard. I went exactly. Why I bring this story? To show you some of the brothers in their conclusion, they jump at the conclusion. Wait a second, take it easy. because we have search of the ulama, the supported ulama for the Muslim ummah. Therefore, they consider this hadith is da'if. But for your information, Ibn Abbas, he said, yes, the Prophet, he said so. Ibn Mas'ud, he said, the Prophet, he said so. If you reach any town or any city, and you are a traveler, and you marry from these people, you become what? Resident. And when you become resident, and you make the salah short, I'm going to stay only 10 days in Pakistan, 10 days in Africa. I will be resident, or I will be traveler. I will be resident because I marry from this town. Therefore, this is the best excuse. They say that Uthman, why he Uthman, he complete the two rak'ah and he make it four. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. But again, to end exactly the introduction, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, from Ibn Umar, Ibn Abbas, he said, we travel with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he pray how many rak'ah in traveling? Two. Raka'ah. So, and this is the best. We stick with the sources, with the evidence from Bukhari, Sharif, Muslim, from Ibn Umar, Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, wa ardahuma, that the Prophet ﷺ, in all his traveling, he used to make the four raka'ah. Salah in what? How many? Two raka'ah, inshallah ta'ala. But we have a question here. How long I'm going to make my salah short? 4 days? 9 days? 13 days? 19 days. This is all the opinion of the ulama. I go to Pakistan, ya akhi. I don't know how many, exactly how many days I have to make my salah short. They confuse me. I said, Imam Ahmad, he said four. He said, Imam Ibn Abu Hanifa, he said nine. He said, Imam Malik, he said 19 days. He said, Imam Shafi'i, he said, you have no intention to travel. I'm going to travel to Pakistan. I have no intention. How long I'm going to stay? You could pray qasr short to all your life, even if you stay 6 months there. Which one is right? We need to know. If you need to know, you are appointed with me, inshallah ta'ala, to inshallah next class, inshallah ta'ala, to complete this topic. We're going to go deep in the traveling. All this is just what I have to do. This is the second week, 4 classes. All of this is introductions, like the salat, which we give it to you before you eat. So the meal is coming very heavy, inshallah ta'ala, and we'll let you know when you could exactly, how many days shall you pray after 19 days at the maximum, or the 6 months I stay for rak'ah or two rak'ah? We will see, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach all of us, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us love each other for the cause of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us to reach the month of Ramadan and to get the benefits and the forgiveness in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart for Al-Quran and to love Al-Quran and to love the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all the confusion from our hearts and not to fight for exactly the shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save all of us from all the confusion in this life and to die in a state of Islam with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and then to enter the Jannah with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the other sahaba kiram. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us strong in iman, and inshallah ta'ala to be protected from the enemy of Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah bless everyone of you, inshallah ta'ala save you from the hellfire, inshallah ta'ala, and all Muslim. Jazakum Allah khair for listening. Subhanakallah wa hamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.